Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about using Dr. Google, as in going on the internet, to find out our diagnoses. This subject came up because I was reading a blog post on, I think it was Kevin MD, which is really a bunch of blogs by different doctors speaking about their experiences. And one of the doctors was talking about the fact that patients sometimes think they know more than they do, because they do all this research on the internet. Now, some doctors really appreciate the fact that you're that tuned in to your own health issues and really want to get appropriate care, while other doctors will feel really defensive about the fact that you don't trust their judgment. And I'm here to tell you that I've been known to go on Dr. Google, both for myself and for my clients with some challenging cases, where their doctors really didn't give them any idea that certain things were going to occur, like side effects to medications, or even that a certain thing could possibly happen as a result of the treatment given, which, of course, can create all sorts of problems, as you could imagine. So, I personally am all for going on Google to research what's going on with you, but this is the thing. You want to use websites that are backed by people who really know what they're doing, entities that have been in the business for a long time, they're known for their research, and are well respected. So if I have questions, I'll generally go to WebMD, or I'll go to the Cleveland Clinic, or I'll go to, for alternative care, drmercola.com, M-E-R-C-O-L-A.com, Dr. Whitaker. And for drug information, for pharmaceuticals, drugs.com. I might go to the National Institute of Health for information as well. And then from there, you may want to go check out some practitioners and see what they have to say about the work that they do. Now, to be perfectly honest, most of us are on the web at this point in time. Many of us write blog posts, do podcasts, and try to explain to you the things that we've learned through our journey of working with people. And this is a good thing. However, there are a lot of people out there who really have no understanding of what it is that they're talking about, and they're going to claim to you all kinds of things that they can do to help you. And you're going to have to use your brain cells on this, all right? You want to make sure that the person that you're working with is someone who you feel comfortable with, someone who, through in-depth testimonials of cases they may have worked, really can talk to you about what's going on, or case histories that explain situations that you better understand where this professional is coming from, so that you can make a good choice for yourself. Ask yourself when you're talking to the person, the practitioner, are they actually hearing what I'm saying? Are they compassionate? Do they sound like they know more about me than I do? Because if those are the answers that you're receiving, the most likely you're matched up with someone who can most likely help you. Is it 100%? No. Nothing is 100%. But you're going for something that's more likely to help than not. Because it's hard these days to figure out who to trust and who to go to work with. I always love it when my past clients send me referrals because those people realize that I've done some really good things for them. They come in with the attitude that they're going to get what they need done, and it works out really well. But I've also had a lot of people come to me from the website who hired me because they just felt secure in knowing enough that I could help them out. You know, they just got that feeling inside that I was talking a language that made sense to them. And a lot of times, especially where hypnosis is concerned, people have no idea what it is. So it's kind of fearful. It's scary. It's not the easiest thing for someone to trust when they're in conversation with basically a stranger on the phone or over the computer or whatever. But there is a sense that one can get. This is another thing that I want you to keep in the back of your mind. There are many times when the conventional people will be totally against what you're doing in terms of getting what we consider complementary care. Some people call it alternative, but it's really complementary care. And that's because they don't understand it. Others will be all for it. No, maybe they've done everything they can for you and they realize there's nothing else to be done anyway, so they'll let you go on your merry way. And in any case, you're going to have to figure out for yourself what feels right for you. Because I've seen clients of mine be harmed by doctors, and I've seen clients of mine be harmed by alternative caregivers. It can happen with anybody. So use your brain and get in touch with what you're feeling inside yourself so you can make a good choice. Because there's a lot of people out there who really, truly do want to help you, who do have the ability to help you. However, you're going to have to make the best choice you can for yourself. One other caveat here, and that is you want to allow the process the amount of time the process needs to work. So, in other words, if you do not allow the time, and if you do not do the things that you are asked to do by your caregiver, the practitioner, you can't very well expect miracles to happen. Healing takes time in most cases. So patience is the thing that you need. If you feel like you've done everything that you were told you needed to do, and you truly believe this in your heart and your soul, and still things didn't work out the way that you needed to, then it's time to look around and find someone else to help you who might be better able. And again, it has to do with specializations and understanding what your particular situation is. I know in my case, sometimes people call with these ailments and I don't know. And I tell them, you know, I've never worked with anything like this. I really can't promise you anything. In other situations, I'll refer them to somebody I know can better help them. Because truly, all I want for my people who contact me is success. Would I love to take on all the cases I call? Yeah. Is it reasonable or rational? Absolutely not. So if you have a person on the other end of the phone who says they can heal you of everything, they can clear you of anything, they know it all, run the other direction. We all have specializations, and those are the thing that you want to get help with from the person who specializes in that particular situation. In my case, it really is around mental health issues, using hypnosis and NLP. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for 15 years. Other cases that come in that I've helped, sure. People who have situations with work stress or people who are employed in the wrong areas and they didn't feel good about it, either underemployed or overemployed, whatever the situation. But generally speaking, my specialization is emotional clearing. That's what I do. Especially around compulsive behaviors and addictions, including eating disorders. And that can include mood disorders and anxiety, because these are included in those issues. However, what I'm trying to tell you here is that you want to be careful to choose someone who has the ability, the knowledge, the experience to truly help you out. And if they don't, for them to be upfront with you and let you know, I'd be happy to help you, but I don't really know much about this situation because I haven't worked with it. And give you the option as to whether or not you like them enough to work with them, or if you'd rather move on to somebody else. Because the truth of the matter is, I don't care if it's a licensed person or an unlicensed person, there is no true way of knowing whether or not you're going to be helped by whomever you go to. Not really. And to tell you that that is out there is to misinform you. I don't believe in that. I believe in telling you the truth. The truth is, finding treatment can sometimes be very, very frustrating. I know this from my own situations in my life. I know it from too many of my clients' situations. So that's just the facts. Use your intelligence, use your gut feeling, and make a choice that works best for you. Do what you're told by your practitioner. You may very well find yourself in a much better situation than you were before. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you'd go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy, .com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy, .com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.